The memory of a kind, loving and passionate young lady and athlete continues to inspire the Wetaskiwin community and effect positive change thanks to the efforts of her family and friends. The second annual Maddie Steffen Sprint Challenge will be held on Sunday, June 8, starting at the Norm Brown Field in Wetaskiwin at 11 a.m. The fundraising event, hosted by FaZe Athletics in partnership with the Live Like Maddie movement, is in honor of Maddie, who was killed in a car accident in 2019 at the age of 22. The event is a day of movement, memories and meaning as loved ones and community members come together to celebrate Maddie's legacy with a day of her favorite track and field events. Maddie's mother Shannon Steffen described her daughter as loving, caring and joyful and a light in so many lives, adding Maddie was a fierce mental health advocate and in love with being alive. The Steffen family started the Live Like Maddie movement in 2019 to honor their daughter and sibling. Live Like Maddie posts monthly challenges designed to spread kindness called Maddie Monthly Missions, inspiring the community to emulate the extraordinary qualities that Maddie lived by, said Shannon. Proceeds generated by the movement are donated to local organizations, including food banks and the Boys and Girls Club. To date, the movement has donated $11,325 back into the community. The Steffen family also sponsors a monthly prize and an annual scholarship from their own funds, separate from the movement. A phenomenal track and field athlete, a running event became a natural way to celebrate and honor Maddie. Maddie ran for the Leduc Track Club and the Wetaskiwin Composite High School 9WCHS. Sabres from 2013 to 2015, excelling in the 100 meters, 200 meters and relay races. She represented Zone 4 in the Alberta Summer Games in 2014 and qualified in the 100 meters and 200 meters finals at Provincials in 2014 and 2015. Her personal best times still remain in the top 20 all-time records in both the 100 meters and 200 meters at the Leduc Track Club. FaZe, the Peace Hills Academy for Speed and Endurance, started in 2024 and is the first track and field club in the Wetaskiwin area. The registered society was founded by coaches Dallas Kendrick, Maddie Bless and Natasha Howe. Bless and Howe are former teammates of Maddie's. I knew Maddie in high school and we became friends, said Bless. Maddie and Bless were in the same grade at WCHS and ran together on the Sabres team and also traveled together to Leduc for practices. Howe also practiced with them in Leduc. Bless said it was Howe's idea to do something in honor of Maddie and they decided to do something around running because that was what our friendships were based off of. They approached Shannon with the idea, who was all for it, said Bless. We just jumped on board and that's how it all began, said Shannon. Because Maddie was a sprinter, not a long-distance runner, the ladies decided to hold a sprint challenge event. Live Like Maddie is now a sponsor of FaZe Athletics. The Steffens have a table at the sprint challenge, sharing Maddie's story and selling hashtag Live Like Maddie merchandise, the proceeds of which are donated to FaZe. FaZe Athletics fundraises to keep registration fees lower for their runners and to invest in their athletes, facility and equipment. The first sprint challenge in 2024 went surprisingly well for a first-time fundraiser, said Bless. It was a fun, relaxed meet that both adults and kids took part in, she said. There were about 50 or 60 people in the 100 meters and 200 meters events. Only two high school boys were able to beat Maddie's personal best times, 13.25 in the 100 meters and 27.12 in the 200 meters. Nobody else could break her time, said Bless. The day was capped off with a coaches versus athletes relay race, the coaches won. We got to honor Maddie, it was good, it was an emotional day, said Bless. That was really fun. I think she would have really enjoyed that. All of this happened before FaZe was even an official team. The organization had just started out. While they had athletes that were running unattached and they were holding practices, it wasn't until August that their paperwork was through and Alberta Athletics recognized them as an official team. Participants in the 2025 Sprint Challenge can choose from the 100 meters, 200 meters, 1 kilometer, 4x100 meters relays and a 60 meters sprint for children under age 5. Also new this year is a walk-a-thon to allow more adults to participate. There will be a silent auction, hashtag live like Maddie merchandise, a barbecue concession, and prizes. All ages are welcome. I'm quite excited, said Bless, adding the 2025 event is shaping up to be bigger and better, with more parents, a planning committee, volunteers and donations than before. Registration is now open online on FaZe Athletics website. Spots for some events will be open to walk-ons the day of the event. For more information, visit FaZeAthleticsClub.com.